Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, I love sharing with you all not only, I think, books that are educational and inspirational, but also they give us a message that all of us, regardless of our age, are able to take along with us. Our next guest has definitely been able to do that. We're excited to welcome to our program today Marty Morskowski. He's the author of the book Theology. And it's really a book that not only takes us into the Bible, but also into ourselves and the way that we're able to read the Bible, to put ourselves into it. And that's what Marty's been able to do, not only with this book, but also with the illustrations as well. We'll talk to Marty not only about the journey of bringing theology to life, but also what it's been like for him to hear from individuals young and old about how the book is really resonating with them. Marty, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Cyrus. It's great to be with you today.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. As I was sharing with you before we went on here, I really appreciated this book. For one, because, I mean, it is able, I think, to reach us where we are. And I think that is the important thing when it comes to discussing Scripture, as well as, of course, God's plans and role for us. I mean, what has it been like for you already, Marty, to be able to see the way that people are resonating with the book?
Well, you know, when people hear the word theology, they get concerned and they think, oh, my, this is going to be really heady stuff that I can't understand. And what they don't realize, that I think they do begin to realize as they read theology, is, you know what, theology is just interconnected with every day. And I knew more theology than I realized, and there's quite a few things that I'm still learning.
Right. And I think that is the thing that we are all learning, I think, regardless of our age for sure. And I think it's one of those things, you know, that we can really appreciate. You know, one of the most important things that you discuss in the book that I have definitely learned in my own life, Marty, is important, is the importance of prayer and having that communication with our Creator and knowing that God is able to not only hear us but answer our prayer. I mean, what has it been like for you to be able to share things like that in this book?
Well, I have a relationship with God. I just don't know about this being called God. And in my own personal life, I relate to God as a person. So when I pray, I'm not praying to someone out there. I'm praying to a personal God that I know, who has put his Spirit to live inside of me. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God is our guarantee. So while some people would say, oh, you know what, you can't see God, and they're right. When Jesus went back to heaven, we can no longer see him. What they don't realize is that we can know God and we can feel him. And I sense God's presence within me, and I'm hoping that as I've written this book, I'm translating that idea that we can not just know about God, but get to know God, is the truth that people pick up on. What a life-transforming idea, that the God who created the stars and the universe can be known personally by individuals here on earth. We can learn about him, but we can also know him.
Yeah. So when did this all begin for you then, Marty? I think that's important for our audience to know. I mean, when did you first realize the possibility of not only being able to be in a relationship with God, but knowing how important that was?
Well, I became a Christian by watching a television program, believe it or not. And I didn't really know how I was going to find a church. I looked in the phone book, and I just saw these names, and I thought, well, I don't know what's good among here. And so I just prayed one day. I said, God, I'm not going to church until you find me a church. And literally that evening, I had a gentleman sitting across the table from me at a Christian businessman's dinner. He pointed his finger, and he said, Marty, I know the church that God wants you to go to. I didn't tell anybody. And it was that amazing. How could he know? And he just said, hey, I was praying earlier in the day, and I really felt like the Lord said, tell this young man, this is the church that I want him to go to. That church was Covenant Fellowship, the church I'm still in that I've eventually become a pastor in. So my experience with God has been that he's not dead, just head knowledge. He's alive and wants to interact with us in some pretty dynamic ways.
And so now not only have you been able to have that relationship for yourself, Marty, but you've been able to share that possibility with others. Now, we live in a world, and we talk about this on this program quite a bit, we live in a world where unfortunately people find it difficult to believe that, for one, that if there is a God, that how can he allow the things that happen to happen? How could he not step in and stop some of the evil that is taking place? What has it been like for you to be able to show them through Scripture? Not only does God have an interest in us, but he definitely wants the best for each and every one of us.
Well, you know, people have this idea that the people of the world are all looking and trying to pursue God. But in reality, the Bible teaches us that all have gone astray and they've gone their own way. People are running away from God as fast as possible. And the Scripture tells us that God doesn't delay. He's patient to save as many as he has called, as many as possible. And so God is just out there grabbing hold of people who are running headlong away from him and bringing them into his family. And God has individuals that he has not yet rescued from this life of brokenness and sin that he is going to rescue. And he is long-suffering to wait until that day. And it's clear that the Bible also says that the first will be last and the last will be first. Those who have suffered here on earth, eternity in heaven, for those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, of freedom from sickness, of joy, of reward, is coming to them. And so this idea that God is somehow missing it by not closing the world down and stopping all the evil misses the idea that he still has people he wants to save.
Right. And I think that is it. And I think to be able to realize that is such a powerful thing as well. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Marty Makowski. We're talking with Marty not only about the book Theology, but also what it was like for him to not only to discover that God had a plan for his life, but also to be able to share with others as well of all ages how he has a plan for all of us and that he wants the best for us. And in the book Theology, we're able to look at different aspects of that. Now, one of the things that really struck me when I was reading the book, Marty, was 47. We grow a little at a time. And the great thing is, for those who have not seen the book, not only do you have these powerful messages from Marty, but you also have these amazing illustrations that really help to illustrate some of what Marty is sharing. And the scripture that's a part of part 47 of the book is the Proverbs 24:16, though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. And on the left-hand side of that, we see a girl down, it looks like she's skating, and there are scriptures around us. Well, the point that I want to bring out in this, Marty, is that so many times, unfortunately, we allow our guilt, maybe we're doing our best, you know, trying to live up to what God wants for us, and because we make a mistake or because we fall down, figuratively or spiritually, we think that's the end. How important has it been for you to realize that just as a person may fall down when they're learning to skate or going along their journey skating, that the important thing is to get up and to keep going?
Well, I think you said it exactly right. You look at somebody who in some ways had it all together, Paul. You know, Pharisee among Pharisee, Hebrew among Hebrews. As far as him following the law, faultless. So here's a guy who followed the law of God perfectly. He didn't have any guilt as far as following the law. But he says this interesting thing: I consider that all rubbish compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. And we learn from Paul that even someone who's got it all together, that's nothing compared to knowing Jesus. So how much more then for us who make mistakes? We don't need to be ashamed. We don't need to feel false guilt. I mean, we do need to confess, and we do need to ask God to forgive us. But the amazing thing is God didn't save us based on our good works, and he doesn't disown us based on our mistakes. God's ability to save, his death on the cross, Jesus' death on the cross, was good for our sins past, present, and future. And so for us, it's so important to understand it's not about what I do. It's about what God did. And my obedience and my following of the law and my mortifying the sins of my flesh is motivated out of my love for what Jesus Christ has done for me. And so when I make a mistake, I confess it, and then like a skater, I get back up again, and I look and purpose to try to not fall the next time.
Right, and I think that is it. And I think it is definitely a process that all of us have to be able to realize. And as the scripture said, you fall again, you know, you still get back up. And I think that is the thing. And, you know, I want to talk about encouragement, because you mentioned the encouragement you were able to get where someone was able to say, I know where you're supposed to be. I mean, what has it been like for you to have that type of encouragement in your life, Marty, to kind of help you along the way? Because I think that's the other thing, the importance of surrounding yourself with people who are going to keep you motivated, to keep you inspired, and to keep you uplifted.
Well, the Bible tells us to encourage one another as long as it is today, and every day is today. And I think that one of the things that I would encourage people to do is to encourage others. You get more of what you model in your life from the people around you. Just like if you're crabby and grumpy, you tend to make other people crabby and grumpy. But if you're encouraging others, I mean, we can't get people to encourage us. We can't make the world around us more encouraging by hoping people encourage us. But we can make a huge difference by encouraging others. And so where you see God's grace at work in the people's lives around you, be very specific and tell them. And I find that it's kind of like a Christmas card. Here we are in the Christmas season, right? You send a Christmas card to your neighbor. What do? They right away want to go out and buy a card and make sure that you're on their list, and they give a card back to you. You've encouraged them. Now they want to encourage you. So I would want to share that with your listening audience and say, hey, go out today and start in a fresh way encouraging others and make our world as believers interconnected with one another a whole lot more encouraging.
Here we go. That's a great message, and this one is definitely in the book that Marty's been able to share. Again, everyone, Marty Makowski has been our guest today. He's the author of the book, Theology, Ancient Truths Ever New. Marty, how can our audience stay connected with you and as well as get the book for themselves?
Well, the publisher is New Growth Press, so they can go to newgrowthpress.com. They can look up my website, martymakowski.com, and they can also go onto Amazon and look up the title of my book, Theology.
Right. So, Marty, again, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to staying connected with you, Marty.
Thanks so much for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live for our radio side of our program. You all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment. So until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.